Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little bit of wisdom and a whole lot of heart. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being super serious and emotionless? Well, guess what? It's way more than that. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of Stoic principles applied to something most of us are constantly thinking about: money, wealth, and prosperity. Ever felt like your happiness hinges on having the latest gadgets or scoring that dream vacation? You know that feeling when you see someone else with more and suddenly you feel less? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Stoicism offers a refreshing perspective on how we view wealth, one that can naturally lead to greater contentment and peace of mind. Now, let's break down five key takeaways that will help you cultivate a more stoic mindset around money. First up, wealth is not happiness. This might seem like a dumb moment, but seriously, how many times have we seen people win the lottery only to be miserable a year later? Material possessions can bring temporary joy, sure, but true happiness comes from within. Think about it. What are some of the most fulfilling moments in your life? Were they bought with money or earned through experiences, relationships, and personal growth? Second, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything, right? The stock market, global events, your neighbor's annoying lawn gnome collection. Okay, maybe we can't control all of it. But what we can control is our spending habits, our choices, and how we respond to financial challenges. Instead of getting caught up in things outside our control, let's focus on building healthy financial habits and being resourceful with what we have. Third, practice gratitude. When we constantly compare ourselves to others or crave more, it's easy to lose sight of the abundance we already have. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Your health, your loved ones, that ridiculously comfy pair of socks you bought on sale last month. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have, creating a sense of contentment that money can't buy. Fourth, live below your means. This is a classic Stoic principle that rings truer than ever in today's world of instant gratification and consumerism. Resist the urge to keep up with the Joneses. Who even knows who they are anymore? By spending less than you earn, you create financial security, reduce stress, and free up your time and energy for things that truly matter. And lastly, remember that true wealth is multifaceted. It's not just about money, it's about relationships, experiences, personal growth, and contributing to something bigger than ourselves. Think about the people who have made a positive impact on your life. Were they wealthy in the traditional sense? Maybe not. But they were undoubtedly rich in character, kindness, and love. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman stuck in a soul-crushing job, constantly comparing herself to her seemingly perfect social media feeds filled with lavish vacations and designer clothes. She feels trapped, yearning for more, believing that happiness lies just around the corner if only she could afford it. One day, Sarah stumbles upon a Stoic philosophy group, and through their teachings, she starts to shift her perspective. She realizes that true wealth isn't measured by material possessions, but by the quality of her relationships, the experiences she creates, and the impact she has on others. She begins to appreciate the simple joys in life: a good book, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, a walk in nature. Sarah's world doesn't suddenly become perfect, but her contentment grows. She finds joy in the journey, not just the destination, and discovers that true wealth is an ongoing process of growth and connection. So, what are you waiting for? Start applying these Stoic principles today. Live below your means, practice gratitude, focus on what you can control, and remember that true wealth encompasses far more than just money. This is Dylan Brooks, reminding you to keep striving for a life filled with meaning and purpose, one day at a time. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and join me next time for another dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until then, stay strong, stay wise, and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.